So I moved out of the realm of apologetics, because I was an apologetic preacher. And I moved into another area of just giving out the Word of God simply as we attempt to do it. And the reason that I've done this is because there's been a certain development in my own life, and that is I've reached the place today where I not only believe that this is the Word of God. May I say this to you? And I don't want to appear to be overly dogmatic, and that is, I want to say that I know it's the Word of God. And I know it's the Word of God because of the fact that the Spirit of God has made it real to my own heart and my own life. That's the reason that I know this is the Word of God. And that was the thing that you'll recall that Paul talked to the Colossians about. He said to them that they might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And he prayed for that. And that would be the thing that I'd want people to pray about. I thank God for the great army of folk that continue to remember us in prayer physically, for physical strength. Friends, I also want to be filled with the knowledge of His will in wisdom and spiritual understanding, because I found out that the Spirit of God can confirm these things to your heart and that you don't need archaeology. Some young preacher said to me some time ago, Dr. McGee, isn't it wonderful that they have discovered this? And he mentioned something in particular. And I said, well, I don't see anything to be excited about. And he was greatly disappointed and even chagrined that I was so far away from it that I did not respond in any way. And so, why, he says, what do you mean? Is it possible that this hasn't impressed you? Well, I said, did you know I already knew it was the Word of God long before the spade of the archaeologists turned that up? And he said, how did you know it? Well, I said, the Spirit of God's been making it real to my own heart. Friends, may I say to you, and this has been personal, I pray for you who listen to this program as we enter into the five-year program that the Spirit of God is going to make the Word of God not only real to you, to incorporate into your living, but He's going to give you that assurance that you can say today, I know that it's the Word of God. And if the Bible says 2 + 2 = 5, I'll know that sometime in the past or sometime in the future, 2 + 2 is going to equal 5. But the interesting thing is the Bible doesn't say that. It's only man who make errors with figures, not the Word of God.